Mamas, what a change of scenery we have here today. You might look at this extra space, the way the camera's positioned, and think, oh boy, who's it gonna be? First guest of the Drama Mama podcast. You might think to yourself, is it like a A-list celebrity? Is it like... You were laughing. Is it Zendaya herself here, and this is just like a little cheeky gag? It's not. The person that is coming on the podcast today has been like literally begging to be on here for like years now. Like, this podcast started a couple years ago. Won't stop being like, when can I come on the pod? I'm like, I don't do guests on the pod. And I finally caved. He wore me down, and here's my roommate, Curtis Newbill! Woo! Mover aside.
Get out of here, Zendaya. Yeah, no, I'm so...
Grab the mic.
So happy to finally have been invited. I've been emailing every single day to the pod, saying, please let me get on.
Also, I shouldn't say just like roommate and friend of the millennium over here.
It's okay, you can call me roommate. I feel like roommate, like, trumps friend. Sometimes.
Well, roommate's, like, the official title, I feel. But, like, friend is, like...
Yeah.
That's Monty, by the way. Y'all know Monty. Monty!
He's sad because we're down here without him.
When he, like, fully knows how to use the stairs is, like, the thing. He's just... I feel like he fell down one day.
No, he
just,
does fall down.
Monty! And... Okay, well, he'll figure it out.
Also, if you guys are wondering why my under eyes look really good, it's because I just got... The Peter Thomas Roth.
What is it? Are you doing an ad? Like, what?
No. I saw Excuse it on me? TikTok because I got filler once in my under eyes because I have like deep freaking gouging holes underneath my eyes. But that's
deep,
like
freak gouging deep hole. I like even messed that up.
It's been like it's dissolved. So now I'm trying this other stuff and it like tightens it. It actually works. And it's a daily. You have to do it every day. But it's great for guys because you can't put it over... Or you can't put it under makeup. So it's like for...
If you don't hold that mic, I'm going to microwave your dog.
I need to hold... They can hear me fine.
I don't know.
We should do an ASMR segment.
Ugh. So just to give like a little history, we've lived together... Well, I've officially lived in LA for a few weeks now. But I've been PayPaling him for half the rent every single month for the past 4 years now. And I like would spend like a good chunk of the year in LA, less than half.
It would depend.
So but now I'm here. Now I've like officially stinking this place up. And yeah, we like moved in.
Ben was like a surprise roommate.
Yeah, they were living here before and then they had a roommate go a little off the wazoo.
I had a roommate leave very quickly.
And there was suddenly like a space.
And Ben needed to come. And yeah. So I was like, perfect. I've got an empty room now.
I'm just going to grab Monty. One sec. You like fill the void for 5 seconds.
Yeah. So he needed a place to live. I had an empty room. I liked Ben. Ben and I actually met at Playlist 19. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we had this whole group, so it's not just like, we're two like random souls. Like we have,
well,
like,
we were
whole...
kind of random. This is the thing. When we met at Playlist, I didn't know who Ben was. And, I don't know if you guys have ever gone to like an internet convention, but you usually just like pick up stragglers and I don't like stragglers. So we have like this phrase of, I would say like trimming the salad. And it's, like, how we would say to the people that were with us, like, cut out the people, we don't know, like, trim the salad. And so, Ben, I guess, knew some of the other people that were, was...
I knew, like, a friend of a friend of a friend of y'all.
Yeah, so he showed up, and then we were all getting to the, we were all getting into a car, because I had, like, rented out a villa to stay in, and we, like, closed the door on Ben, and I'll still talk about it, because I feel bad, because I was like, oh, we're full, but it's because I didn't know Ben. But then... I got to know Ben and I like realized I liked Ben right away.
It's crazy like how like different things would have been if you just like drove off in that van and like
I know. Well, if I just
But
never...
I was like I would have like trimmed me. Like I was so annoyed. I was just like awkwardly standing cuz I like knew two people at like Playlist Live, and I was just like standing outside of their little like group, like.
I don't know. I mean, it had to have just been like meant to be because
it was like charity. I liked
you fast, and I don't. I mean, there were other people that were with us that I did not like.
Yeah, so, I almost got trimmed, huh?
Yeah.
And then we've just been in this little casa ever since. Since
us like, and Monty.
Yeah, and Monty too. So yeah, it was like a few people and Curtis living together, and now it's just us and Monty residing in this place. So sorry if it gets a little roommate-y in here, but I wanted to like confront you on something.
Okay.
Curtis will get in the shower upstairs and like blast his music, which I'm like totally fine with. Like I literally does not bother me at all. But today, you picked some of the worst songs I've ever. Why did you play Heat Waves and then Physical by Dua Lipa, and then it went to another song and you replayed Physical by Dua Lipa and rewinded it to like the chorus?
No, I rewinded it to the bridge, and I sent a Snapchat to our group chat that you're in,
which I didn't open because I was sitting here waiting for you to get your butt down here on the podcast.
The bridge in Physical is the best bridge of all time, and so I was reminded of it, and then I rewinded it and recorded it for dramatic effect and sent it to the group chats to let people know that it's the greatest of all time.
Which is like...
Sorry.
I was just going to say, that's a common trope that he does. Like, we have like a group chat on Snapchat, and like, I'll just be like ready to go to bed at like 2 a.m. and he'll be like in the car, like breaking his speakers and his microphone to like,
I'm sharing the love.
What is that one song? You're like, you don't even know who that is. And it was like, I literally thought it was the Walmart Yodel Kid.
Oh, like Taylor Swift by Miss Everly Rose.
Like, is that?
It's good.
And I haven't even like given it, like usually I'll like, I'm like, I'll play ball, let me like take a listen to this track, because sometimes I literally can't tell if you're trolling. Okay,
that song is a joke.
Is it a joke? You blast it, you literally are in the car like, sing it.
Like a love story, like a Dear John.
Okay, that's enough.
Like a Bad Blood and kind of like our song. No, that song is but that one's a joke. No, but it's actually funny that you bring this up, because I was thinking today, just because of my, and it wasn't even a shuffle, it was like a straight through of like the songs that I downloaded, where I went from Nessa to High School Musical, the show, to Dua Lipa, to Heat Waves, and then what was my one that came right after that? It was like a very, like, just not like a normal song. What was it? And then The Weeknd. So it's like, I'm kind of like very much, it's funny because I literally was thinking, I was like, if someone else was listening to this, they would be like, what kind of music?
It's hard to like sum up where your music taste is, but I feel like it's just like popular music. Like you like...
I mean, for the kind most of, part. Those, none of those songs are popular songs other than The Weeknd.
Physical by Dua Lipa is not a popular song.
It was.
Heat Waves is not a popular song.
Yeah, you're right.
We have like very different music tastes though.
Space and, song? Who knows that?
That's a TikTok song. It's like the beach house song. It's like... Everyone knows that.
Even before I was listening to Spanish, like, I'm just all I'm over sure
that
place.
Song has is on the pot, the... Spanish pop charts. I'm not gonna... No! I'm gonna get copyrighted. literally, like, is this your first... This probably is your first time on a podcast.
La. Song is good. Yeah, it is my first time on a podcast.
We have very, like, different tastes and, like, so many different things. Like, mostly music is, like, the biggest one. Like, I remember this one time I just played this, like, ambient... We were in Miami for my birthday, and I was playing this, like, ambient... song to like fall asleep, and it was like my birthday. Like I don't usually just like blast music,
no,
but I'm like it no. was no. It was called Tadpole Lullaby by Galen something Tipton,
it
maybe.
Was like yeah, it, no one goes to sleep to that.
Well, I was, and like they all like Everyone in our group like flames me to this day.
No, and I'm just... telling you, okay, you know when you're going to sleep, you play soft music. Not Ben. He plays music like I do loud in the shower, but it's like...
That was the only time I had done it.
But like people in the other room were texting us like, is this for real? What has Ben doing? Like, shut up!
Yo, I don't know. We just have like very, very different tastes in like a bunch of things. But for some reason, like we've like never gotten into like a fight. Like I'll hear like so many stories of like roommates, and even like friends I have that have had like roommates, and they like literally go like they like create like World War III, and like the most will be like I'll leave like dishes in the sink or like my bathroom gets like a little musty.
It's not a fight, and I think it's because. I don't know, we're very good at, like, choosing our battles, and then even, like, the stuff that we do take, it's, like, not a big deal. Like, if I am annoyed at something, I'll just be like, Ben, this is annoying, and then it doesn't turn into a fight. Where most of the time, what roommates will do is, like, they'll be petty, and so, if you are leaving all the dishes, like, they'll just, like, grab all of the dishes and, like, put them in their room or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like... So I'm like, we haven't really had any problems like that.
We've never gone nuclear, which is, mm-hmm. I've been like that before. Like I had a roommate before and we like didn't really get along. She had this like demon, like pit bull dog that would like try and like attack me and like bit my mom once. Not saying that all pit bulls are like demons. Like don't clip that. But no, we really have like a sense of tranquility here. It's kind of crazy.
And we kind of keep our friends separate too, which I think helps. Because we don't drag any like, well, we have our own, we have a little friend group, but they're not here.
Yeah, like they're like across.
Right. So we'll do like trips with them, but like my friends in LA and his friends in LA are different.
And also like we're not like last time we made a video together was like I think 2019. Like cuz Curtis does social media too. Budding fashion influencer over here, and we like just don't like this is like maybe I mean you've been in my videos a few times,
yeah,
it's like a little background character. I don't really put anyone in my videos
right
though, so
and I mean I did, but I haven't like recently I haven't been, but I want to do it more, but it's just figuring out how to do it. But it's also kind of just like home life is supposed to be like not work life.
Yeah.
You know?
As we record a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, in the living room.
No, I know, but I think that like that has like helped. For sure.
One of the like I almost like started a thing like yesterday because I was like cleaning the garage because I'm like shipping. I have a car in Canada that I'm like trying to import to the United States so I can have, and like our garage like will barely fit two cars, mm-hmm. but like it can. But there's just so much stuff in like my kind of side. So I was like going through all these boxes and like all this like junk, and I got to like, Monty, what are you doing? Curtis loves this drink called Propel. Let me show it. And this is once again not like sponsored.
But please sponsor me.
No. Curtis has had this on like an automatic Amazon order for a year now probably, and you don't drink these as fast as they come, so I literally got through like five boxes of crates of this stuff, and I like stacked them all up just to see how much it would be, and like literally there was like nine crates.
Okay, I get five crates delivered every 2 weeks. I drink 60 bottles every two weeks, but yes, this one is backed up for multiple reasons. One, I went out of town. Two, I dropped out of hot yoga, and hot yoga would take up three of those drinks every day. So that's even why there were more, was because I was drinking like seven or eight a day when I was doing hot yoga every single day, because I don't like water, and so I drink Propel.
Yeah, this man doesn't drink any, like it actually.
But Propel is water, so it's my water source, like.
It's got water in it. It is
no,
not water.
Yes, it is.
It's got water in it, but
no,
it's not
it
water.
It is water.
When you open the tap, does it have citric acid? Does it have sodium hexaphosphate? Does it have potassium sorbate? No, because it's just tap
water. Yeah,
it's
got lots of stuff in tap water. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, freaking
you didn't know
turning
that?
Your brain to mush.
Yeah, they do. And Propel is flavored water. So no, it's not that it has water in it. It's water with flavor in it. No, you got it backwards. You're a bot.
Anyways, I was going to, like, start a whole thing. I was going to be like, look at how much Propelia stacked up. And then I, like, aired myself out because I get the same thing. It's kind of, like, different because it's against my will. But, like, yeah. Prime, like, energy, like, the Logan Paul drink will send, like, crate after crate after crate of just...
But some of them are mine, too. So
we... Oh, yeah, I guess. We get, like, double for each thing. So I, like, stacked up all of my Prime drinks, and boom. It was, like, taller. Like, the stack was, like, literally taller than this Propel. So I just, like,
And they've been here longer. My Propel's actually... Like, I get 60 every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not drinking.
But I canceled. Prime. I canceled my last delivery and my next one so I can get caught up.
I don't think I've drank a Prime. I put one in the fridge. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, like, muster the courage to drink a Prime.
You've never tried it?
I've tried that. It's coconut water.
I like the lemon lime ones. I don't like blue raspberry because I don't like raspberries. And then I don't like berry things
either. Blue raspberry isn't, like, real. That's not... There's no such thing as, like, a blue raspberry. Like, if you dislike raspberries, that, like, doesn't transfer to, like, blue raspberry.
Yeah, it does. It's raspberry, but blue.
That's not a thing, though.
Yeah. Yes. A blue raspberry does not exist. Blue raspberry is colored raspberry. Yeah, so it's a completely
different
raspberry.
Taste, you idiot.
No.
It's, yes.
No, blue raspberry tastes like raspberry. It's just blue.
Okay, literally bite a raspberry off of a bushel and then, like, have a Prime blue raspberry drink and tell me they taste the same. They don't.
The way we've had this conversation and you thought a blue raspberry was a real thing and I had to tell
you
that blue raspberries don't exist, and so now you're trying to this. Blue raspberry is a flavor, but it is raspberry flavored, which is nasty.
I'm actually being slandered on my own podcast.
I don't like raspberries. I love lemony things and lime things. I love strawberry, like the strawberry kiwi ones. All my Propels are only strawberry kiwi. I hate berry. I don't like grape.
Grape is nasty. We have so many of those.
Yeah.
And orange. I don't like orange.
Oh, see, I'm okay with orange.
Because you like lemon lime, because you're a freak.
Yeah, citrusy is good.
But the other point was like, even though I have all these stacked up, like, also, it'd be so good for, like, when the apocalypse happens. Like, we can feel it coming, y'all. Like, but, like, LA is going to fall.
So. And we're
going to
have a pellet gun.
And we are going to be so fine, because we have hundreds of bottles of Prime and Propel. Like,
I don't want to be in LA when... the world falls apart.
This is, like, I think, like, LA is, like, one of the worst cities to, like, survive.
No, I told you this. I want to get, like, we need to have a dirt bike or something so we can get out. Because if everything turns to crap, the roads are going to be stopped up. There's millions of people here all that are going to be trying to get out. And there's going to be no way around them. So we're going to be stuck in traffic. No, not a riding bike. We need to be able to get states away.
Okay, I'm not getting on a freight. Okay, we went to Bali. And I've talked about this before. This was, like, the first episode of the podcast. No, we're not putting the clip in.
Put the clip in.
No. I crashed a motorbike when we were in Bali, and I've refused to step foot in the place.
Give the whole story.
That's the whole story. Oh, you wanted me to tell the whole story? I crashed a bike in Bali, and we were all, like, in a little train, and freaking... They were, like, so far ahead of me, like, left me behind, and I crashed... And couldn't
the
get
away. That is a lie.
What are you talking about? Y'all were ahead of me. We got
separated
out of
light.
Yeah,
we were not so far ahead of you. No.
Yes,
because
I cracked.
There was a turn. All of it. We had to go turn in a line. Obviously, we can't turn all next to each other. Ben happened to be in the back of the line. He was nervous. Ran into a car.
I wasn't nervous. I literally just was too weak to turn the thing. So I freaking smacked into a van.
You don't turn it like that. You lean.
That's what I know. And I wish I would have figured that out before that happened.
then he drove into a car.
Yeah, I smacked
him. And
right
we turned around
van.
And came back for him because we're not bad friends. But
I was
Ben
like
left.
Gone by then. I had
Ben
to...
got in a car with the stranger and left. So then we're panicking. He's not texting us. We have no idea where he is.
I literally got in the van with a guy that I crashed into. He was like, "You're gonna have to pay for this." And I was like,
"I have it in my favorites. Oh my. Don't you worry. This is like my favorite clip of all time."
Not this one.
The way you just
the way that clip has been used in so many like edits and like it's like when your friend when you find out that your friend isn't really your friend, and then it's like the clip of me crying, like, bitch, I was crying because I was
that
traumatized.
Was like the night of or the night after. It was like way late. You were just replaying it in your head.
I was processing the emotions.
No, it's so funny because I like right when we got up to Ben is bawling at the motorcycle place, and what do?
Yeah. You're like, what happened, Ben? I'm like, yeah.
Like Ben, tell us what happened. I was like, you're fine. You're obviously, if he was not fine, I would not have pulled out my phone to record.
I scraped my elbow.
He was
tetanus.
Just crying, so I recorded it. Now we have the memes. So
pick up that mic, for me to kill you. Okay, we'll be back into it right after this quick break. Okay, I have a game. Rate me as a roommate on like a scale of like 1 to 10.
Okay, well, I've had how many roommates have I had? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think Ben is my 11th roommate.
Dang.
Of those 11, Tariq was a really good roommate.
What the heck?
You might be right behind Tariq. You might be second.
What do I gotta do? What do I gotta do to bump up?
Tariq
I just cleaned the whole house today.
No, I know, but that's what Tariq would do it like every day. Tariq was like a clean freak. And so he would constantly be cleaning, which I ate up, you know? But you also have, like, the pro of, like, you travel a lot, so I have, like, the whole place myself.
Which a lot of people, like, my mom, like, thinks, like, I mean, you hate this, too. You'll be like, Ben, when you're getting back, I'm gonna go to XYZ restaurant.
No, I know. Yeah, no, I hate when you're, I hate when you're gone. But then, like, when you're gone, it's like, I can, like, leave stuff out or, like, whatever. I don't have to be as, courteous because there's no one else here.
Courteous.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, then it's always so annoying because
I was chewing on it.
Whenever I want to do things, you're not here.
Well, I'm here now.
I know. So I'm going to get. We need to have a movie day where we go see all
those movies. I've been wanting to say The Creator.
I know. I don't know what that is, but I want to see Saw.
I sent you the. I didn't send you a trailer. I sent you a screenshot.
Yeah. But I also want to see The Exorcist.
I don't want to see The Exorcist, but I want to see Saw.
We should tell them about, like, what I think about you and what you are.
Huh?
A cell.
Now I have to say, because people are going to think it's incel. He thinks I'm a sleeper cell. I don't even, like, remember where it originated from. Oh, I think it's because, like, I would leave so much. And you, like, started this conspiracy theory in our group that I'm, like... Like,
it's true.
Like, started, like, I, like, work for a foreign
government. Well, no, it's because Ben, like, would claim that, like, he would be gone or, like, in Canada or doing whatever, but we don't know where he actually is. So, I think he's, like, a sleeper cell, which, if you don't know what a sleeper cell is, it's, like, you're part of some organization and, like, you're called to, like, you blend in until you're, like, called to, like, do something. And so that's what Ben is.
There was, like, I remember when you first started that, like, theory, there was, like, things that I would do that would, like, add to that, too. Like, you'd, like, look at, like, a poster in my room and be like, this right here is something, a sleeper cell.
Oh, yeah, or Ben signed us up for Scientology newsletters.
I didn't! That was literally, okay, we got letters from the previous tenant.
Handwritten letters.
You are literally so stupid because they're literally, it says the lady's name on the letter.
Yeah, but that's probably your alias. Like I said, you're a sleeper cell.
Do you forget that, like, there was, like, humans that, like, lived here before at this address? Bozo. Like,
yeah, that's a very easy thing to say. Like, I'm sure you've thought of that. So, just so you guys know that about Ben. If he ever goes off.
You caught me!
Ever goes off the radar one day, he's been activated.
I wonder if, like, anyone we know... Like, anyone in, like, our circles is, like, a sleeper cell or, like, has been approached.
No, I feel like people are, like, industry plants.
Yeah, there's definitely those. But, like, I wonder if, like, people have been hired by, like foreign governments or, like, organizations to, like... There's one... I won't say her name, but, like... I'll tell you after.
I know someone who said that, like, they were at a major, major event, and someone came up to them and, like, talked to them about, like, the Illuminati and if they've been, like, approached about that.
We need the Illuminati to start, like, taking influencers. Like, I'll join. Like, sign me up. Hey. Crap, I didn't rate you as a roommate.
Oh, I didn't give you a rating. I just said you were...
Oh, yeah. I would still
give you, like, a high rating.
Like, out of 10, what?
Yeah, because at least, like, there's really nothing to complain about. Like, that's a thing. Like, the things that could be better are just not a big enough deal to even make an issue. So, it's like, okay, if you don't know where the trash can is, it's not that big of a deal for me to, like, pick up your trash and put it in the trash. Like,
I feel like I've gotten, I mean, I was going to say I feel like I've gotten better with it, but I'm, like, staring at a stack of cardboard boxes.
Yeah, we were in our group chat the other day, and we were talking about recycling, and I was like, yeah, what I do with my recycle stuff is I take it out and I put it in the recycle bin. I don't leave it on the floor in the living room, which is what?
Because I don't want to go downstairs, like, each time with, like, when I finish a bottle, like, a bottle of water, I'm not going to walk outside to the recycling bin. And, okay,
plastic
I've gotten...
doesn't even recycle.
I've gotten better at it. Like, that is only there because it's, like, full outside, which is because I cleaned out the garage. So, like, they're, like, let's shake on it now in front of this camera that I will not leave more than, like, one bag of cardboard in by there. And if there's more, you, like, yell at me or something.
Okay.
We just got back
to the
gym.
I mean, I would give you, like... Yeah, I'd give you, like, a 9.
That's generous. You get, like, a 6. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, my biggest... I can already know my biggest downfalls. My biggest downfalls are I'm up all hours of the night.
That doesn't even bother me. Like, I think maybe, like...
I feel like I'm quieter at night, though, too. I feel like it would bother you if I, like, screamed at night the way I screamed during the day.
This is the thing. Curtis is, like, the Apex player of all Apex players. Like, Apex Legends. he gets into it.
Yeah, it's not
like
good.
Like the whole house will like shake from his screams. It is so funny, but I'm not even mad. Like I think genuinely it would upset maybe like 90% of people, but it doesn't bother me or upset me because it is genuinely just so entertaining. Like Curtis plays with this one dude and they have like y'all have known each other for like forever.
Our whole lives.
So
yeah.
Like they are just nasty to each other, like actually like demons to each other, and
it's
it is
true.
So funny. And then they'll just like end the call and be like, "Okay, bye."
Like, yeah, no, that's the thing is like, it's so funny because it will be like nasty, mean, screaming at each other, and then like on to the next game. It's like, it's whatever.
There's been a few times where you'll like come downstairs and you'll be like,
"I can't
gonna give me a heart attack."
Yeah. Oh, I yep. Yeah. So. Yeah, no, that's not good. But the thing is that he is East Coast, so whenever it's, like, nighttime and you're asleep, because you go to bed way before I do, I'm, like, not... I don't scream at anyone else.
Yeah.
I
think, like, maybe 3 times, like, you've kept me up from, like, a movie or something. I'm just, like...
Yeah, I have to, like, remember that, right. Because I do forget.
It's not that often, though. It's not that... Don't beat yourself up. You get a 9 as well in my books.
Slay.
I wish you would recycle more, but...
I recycle all the time. Like, what does that even mean? Anytime I get, like, a box, I
that
recycle
it. But that's because of me, okay? Don't forget it.
How is that because of you?
You're from
it is
Florida.
Just
y'all
as,
do not recycle out
it
there.
Is just as easy for me to take my box to the recycle trash can as the other one, which I do.
Fair.
But yeah, my bottles, no, they don't even recycle plastic most of the time anyway.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. Like, no one wants to talk about it. I'm not saying this to, like, stop you from recycling. Still try, at least. But it's, like, so much of, like, what we recycle in America just goes into a landfill. Like, it's, because it's, like, cost prohibitive or something
yeah,
to, like, ship
I don't know.
It.
I read about it, but I thought all plastic was recycled, and I literally just learned this year.
No,
that
like it's like you can recycle it, but they have to like ship it all the way to China. To,
yeah,
like
90% of it is not,
which freaking sucks.
But yeah, no, I order a lot of boxes or get like PR stuff. I recycle all of those things. All of my Propel boxes are recycled,
and you know,
you're like a vegan. You should have a vegan teacher on your podcast.
Oh my, I'm not speaking on that. okay, Curtis like has this like running bit where he says I'm a vegan when like I've been vegan in this house for maybe a week.
He's a vegan
in total,
and I'm not.
Curtis, define pescatarian. What is a pescatarian? Do you know what I am?
When you're like a pest, it's like what you are. You're right.
You
need to call pest control.
So you have to call on your dog. I remember one time.
No, I know pescatarian. It means you don't eat meat other than like seafood.
Bingo. Yup. Backtracking though, I remember one time I literally like dug into Monty's fur. And there was like fleas jumping out of that. Do you remember that?
Yeah. No, he
that
got.
That was crazy.
After I brought him
looking up. Come here.
After I brought him back from Florida, he got fleas in Florida, and that's not really a problem here. So he's not on, like, flea stuff because it's not. There's really hasn't been a problem at all in LA, but in he went to Florida.
Every time you bring him to Florida, like something like stinky
I know.
Happens to him.
He needs to get groomed badly, but
I've like
I need to do that this week.
What people always, like, get mixed up is they think, like, this is the same dog that I have in Canada. Because they look kind of similar. Like, they're both, like, little white.
Yeah.
Sometimes mushy dogs.
Yeah, no. Monty is definitely crusty right now.
But no, they're two separate dogs. And this is, as much as I love him and he's, like, my blood, Monty belongs to Curtis. Don't you? So, but I love him as if he's my own. Don't get it twisted.
He's a king for sure. What else?
No, you can't say what else because then it feels like the podcast is dying.
Well, cut it.
I have a what else.
No,
what's your opinion on the death of art from AI?
I don't know what that means, but I do know I have a friend who spent $100,000 on one of those monkeys pictures.
And I'm not talking about NFT.
And it's worth $15,000 now. So, that's yikes. What I think. I would never have done that.
You are the type, Bitcoin. You could have been an NFT person. Like, I feel like there's like...
I am not like a nerd, like, bro.
No, but it's not, it's like...
Like crypto bro.
It's not like nerd bros.
No,
like,
it is.
Some of them, but like there's also the like the subset of people that are like social butterflies that like get NFTs.
I got an NFT. But for free.
Oh.
And I mean, I should have sold it. It got up to be worth like $15,000, $20,000. Now it's worth nothing.
Great. But
it literally was cool. It was like a club. It was a club thing. So in order to be in the club, you had to have an NFT. And they gave NFTs to a bunch of like influencers and celebrities and stuff to make the club desirable. And I mean, it worked for a while until people were like, oh, NFTs are not real.
This table literally could have been like from like Restoration Hardware, not Amazon, if you had sold that.
I don't think we should have this table still.
I cleaned it to make it look presentable. Like, look, this is such a good like...
I hate it.
All right.
We should not have a table. We don't need a table. We don't eat at a table. We don't use this
so
table.
So what do you propose? What do you propose for this space like right here then?
I think that we should get like a couch that goes from here and then like...
Oh yeah, you want to get rid of the love sacks.
And the table. No,
not
table.
On my watch. Not there, on my watch.
We do not sit here. We can sit at the, like, the kitchen bar, whenever we need to eat.
I think we've had maybe two meals together, like in the.
Oh yeah,
house.
We go out. We
but,
also like
cooking wise.
I mean, but for the first like years, I didn't cook at all, and like maybe for like the past year, I've kind of started cooking.
Yeah, that's
but, like,
been
I make,
really
like
good
salmon and rice,
development.
But that's it. Oh, I make the best salmon and rice ever. And the air fryer.
It used to be like for Curtis, it'd be like three DoorDashes a day. And now it's like one and like a salmon and rice here and there, which is really good character development.
No, I've probably spent $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on delivery food.
Yeah. And okay, I'm not going to like dox us, but like we like... Our address is, like, weird, and DoorDashers, like, can never figure out how to get in.
Oh, no. So, like, no. They hire, in order to get a job as a delivery driver, you have to have the lowest IQ. Like, that's how it is. You submit your IQ score, they pick the lowest ones. Because I put...
Oh, so did you apply? They'll hire you.
Yeah, I didn't get accepted. You were a driver, weren't you? No, I put all of the instructions there. I describe what the house looks like. I give them the code to get in, which gate to get in. And I say, just leave it at the door. That's it. If you have any problems, you can text me. There is nothing to be confused about. I describe the color of our house, which ones it is, where to go, all of it. All you have to do, read.
I've had them, like, deliver it to, like, another house in, like, the complex. I've had them deliver, or I've had them, like, wait outside the fence. Like, literally stand in front of the gate and, like,
oh, yeah,
not know, like, where the gate is when, like, the door is in front of them.
Oh,
I've had.
I know.
And, like, mind you, if I was, like, working DoorDash, I don't think I would, like, put the time in to, I don't think I'd have the energy to, like, figure out our system either. But
what system? You walk through a gate and set it outside a door.
No, because I remember the first time I came to this house, I was like, how do I
get in? It is so much easier than delivering it to, like, an apartment complex where you have to go in, find the door, find where it is.
That's what, like, I don't understand. Like, how are you living on, like, the 14th floor of, like, an apartment building with, like, three codes and two elevators, right, and you're, like, ordering DoorDash here?
And you have to, then they have to find a place to, like, park, run in there, like, all of that stuff. No.
Like, it's not horrible, but it's, like,
it is way easier.
The other thing is, like, Google Maps has, like, our place messed up. Like, they have this road that just isn't
even
there. So they'll, like, go down the street thinking there's, like, access to this road.
Right. That's true. But, like, again, let's use some figuring it out.
Okay. Let's wrap. Ooh, do you want to be part of the, every week I, like, read people's drama. Like, they leave it in, like, the comments, and then I read their drama and give them advice.
Oh, like HRH?
She doesn't do that.
Ask HRH. Yeah, no, she did one video. It was iconic.
Get my laptop. Entertain them.
She was going off on people for, I remember there was this one girl who wanted to go to interior design school, and she was like, why would you ever do that? Like, you either know how to interior design or you're not. You have taste or you don't. That's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, I give great advice.
Yeah, we'll see about that. You're gonna, like, lead someone to.
Also, if you guys are wondering, I only shaved my mustache today, so that's why I have nasty scruff. They're going to be like, oh, there's nothing there. It's only been one day, relax. But, like,
oh, yeah, Snapchat, these lights do wonders. Okay, like, I could literally get, like, hit by a car and pull up on here and I'd look so fine. Ooh. Okay. Oh, actually, no, that one's stupid. I mean, it's not stupid, but I couldn't read anything in it.
Guys, whoever's comment that was.
No, like, genuinely, there was, like, 18 typos in it, and I was, like, reading it, and then it, like, fell apart.
It was Ben of the Week fan, 124.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. This one's crazy. Okay. My ex... Okay, this is from Methy-hee-hee-hee. By the way, if you want me to read your drama on a future episode of the Drama Mama podcast, just comment it down below, and only I will give you my advice on it, because Curtis is not going to be, maybe.
And if he picks your comment, he'll give you $1,000.
I won't.
If he
maybe if you sold that damn
you.
NFT. Okay, they said, my ex traumatized me by giving me trust issues, so I turned all his friends against him to take my side, and then he moved to a whole new country.
Oh, sounds like you ate him up.
Wait, that, I don't even know what to say to that one. That's just kind of, like...
It's done.
It's done.
She solved it.
Let's find another one. Okay. I love my best friend so much, but during school, she will constantly distance herself and then get upset when I can't hang out with her outside of school. What do I do?
So she wants to be friends outside of school and not in school? Sounds like she sucks.
Yeah, it sounds like either she sucks or, like, maybe she has, like, an underlying reason to, like, be distant. Like, maybe she's, like, going through...
Is she cooler than you? Because if she is, like, cooler than you and she, like, wants to, like, act like she's too cool for you at school, and so she wants to be friends with, like, maybe that's why. But then if that's true, then she sucks.
Yeah,
because
she
she's
still
not
sucks
cooler.
Regardless.
Yeah, so that would not be good. So unless it's, like, oh, she has different classes and she's not around, like... There's a reason she can't hang out with you at school, but yeah, otherwise,
like,
no.
Giving her the benefit of the doubt, like, maybe, like, her dog died or something and she's, like, you know, going
but why
something.
why would she want to hang out after school and not in school?
I don't, okay, sorry, it's falling apart.
Talk to her. Communication is everything.
Yeah. It really is crazy how like, you can literally just talk. And
then yeah. Like, if something's problems. Hurting your... If, like, that is hurting your feelings, say, hey, like, this is hurting your feelings. And if they're a real friend, then they will want to fix it. And if they're not, then you got rid of a fake friend.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. And I wish you so much thanks for being on my podcast, Curtis.
You're welcome.
If you want to follow Curtis, he's at Curtis Newbill on TikTok, at Curtis Newbill on Instagram, Twitter.
It's true.
Is it the same on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm Curtis Newbill on everything.
So follow him on everything.
I got all the ads.
This is like a one-time special. You probably won't see another guest on here again unless I get like freaking Taylor Swift. I don't know, like... You get what you get, you don't throw a fit.
Unless you what?
Get Taylor Swift. Oh. All right, we're cutting it. We're cutting it!